Listen
to the voice of Florida's wilderness. That was a Florida wild turkey. Florida's wildlife officers protect wild turkeys and other game. Work with your local wildlife officer. He is your wildlife officer, and he is protecting your game and fish. Know your hunting laws and fishing laws. Do your best to abide by these important rules. Be a good hunter and a good fisherman.
Listen
to the voice of Florida's wilderness. That was the sound of Florida hunting dogs in action. Florida has a wonderful outdoors. You can help the Game and Freshwater Fish Commission build a better outdoor life for Florida. Know and obey your game and fish laws. Be a safe hunter. Be a wise fisherman. And buy your hunting and fishing licenses from your county judge.
Listen
to the voice of Florida's wilderness. That was the voice of the Florida panther. Panthers are disappearing, need protection. A Game and Freshwater Fish Commission rule protects the panther completely. Other protected animals include the cub bear and the fawn and doe deer. All hawks and owls and all songbirds are also protected. Always hunt wisely. Know and obey Florida's game laws.
Listen
to the voice of Florida's wilderness. That was the whistle of a bobwhite quail. The bobwhite is Florida's favorite game bird. Florida's quail are managed by game biologists of the Game and Freshwater Fish Commission. These men are wildlife experts. Their career, their lifetime job, is the study of wild animals and birds. Game biologists are working to give you better hunting.
Listen
to the voice of Florida's wilderness. That was the sound of Canada geese in a Florida marshland. All waterfowl hunters buy federal duck stamps. They know that the duck stamp money helps provide more ducks and geese. Florida's good hunters are also glad to buy a hunting license, for they know that their license money goes into the state game fund to provide better hunting tomorrow.
Listen
to the voice of Florida's wilderness. That was the cooing voice of a mourning dove in Florida. In Florida, the dove is classed as a migratory game bird. Doves are protected by both state and federal laws. Hunting and fishing rules are necessary to protect your wild animals and freshwater fish. Such laws help guarantee that everyone has an equal opportunity to take his fair share of the wildlife harvest. These laws will help preserve our Florida outdoors now and in the future. The hunting and fishing license fees are set by your representatives in the Florida State Legislature. The hunting and fishing laws are set by your Game and Freshwater Fish Commission. Obey your game laws and buy your fishing and hunting licenses. Then, Florida will always have good hunting and good fishing.
Listen
to the voice of Florida's wilderness. That was the sound of a flock of wild ducks in Florida. Ducks are hunted with shotguns. Rifles are never used for duck hunting. Are you afraid of guns? Well, you needn't be, for a gun is only a piece of steel until someone picks it up. The dangerous part of a gun is the man behind it. Guns are important to our wildlife. Actually, the gun is a game management tool. When wild animals, such as deer, become crowded, they may starve for lack of food. Under our wise Florida hunting laws, the good licensed hunters help keep such animals in balance. They help us manage our wild animals for the future. For the gun you see is just as good as the man behind it.
Listen
to the voice of Florida's wilderness. Florida panther is protected by law. The law is enforced by our Florida wildlife officers. What is a wildlife officer? Well, a wildlife officer is, first of all, an employee of the Game and Freshwater Fish Commission. He is a man who loves the outdoors, a man who is dedicated to wildlife conservation. The Florida wildlife officer has the duty of protecting the wild animals and fish. He enforces the game and freshwater fish laws. Like any good officer, he spends a lot of time keeping innocent people out of trouble. But above all, a wildlife officer is the outdoor guardian who protects your fish and wildlife. He is a servant of the public, working to produce better fishing and hunting for you. Always cooperate with your Florida wildlife officer.
Listen
to the voice of Florida's wilderness. That was a Florida wild hog in a fighting mood. Hog hunting is now a popular sport. But before you go hunting on private land, always ask permission of the owner. No good hunter trespasses on private land. Always respect the rights of others. Good hunters are courteous hunters. Be a good Florida sportsman.
Listen
to the voice of Florida's wilderness. That was an owl voicing his lonesome call in the wilderness. Boys and girls learn all about the birds and wild animals of Florida when they attend the Youth Conservation Camp. This camp is located on the shores of beautiful Lake Eaton in the Ocala National Forest. For more information, write to the Game and Freshwater Fish Commission at Ocala, Florida.
Listen
to the sound of Florida's wilderness. That was the sound of happy children at the Youth Conservation Camp in the Ocala National Forest. Sponsored by the Florida Game and Freshwater Fish Commission, the Youth Conservation Camp specializes in the outdoor recreation and wildlife resources of Florida. Any qualified boy or girl may attend this camp. Camping fees are kept low, and the standards of outdoor education are kept high. Kids love this camp. They experience adventures in the great outdoors. They learn how to fish and how to track wild animals. They learn how to operate a boat safely and how to survive in the wilderness. They enjoy group discussions and nature study. The Florida Game Commission's Youth Conservation Camp operates under the standards set by the American Camping Association. For information about the camp, write to the Game and Freshwater Fish Commission at Ocala, Florida. Remember, write to the Game Commission at Ocala, Florida.
Listen
to the voice of Florida's wilderness. That was a whippoorwill. Florida has many beautiful and interesting birds. All game birds and songbirds are protected by the Florida Game and Freshwater Fish Commission. The only birds not protected are the English sparrow, the crow, the starling, black and turkey vultures. All other birds are fully protected in Florida. Help protect our songbirds and game birds. To the sound of Florida's wilderness. That was the sound of a wildfire in Florida, in a forest area. Wildfires destroy valuable trees and wild animals. All good Florida sportsmen protect Florida's wildlife by preventing wildfires. Good sportsmen also know and understand our wise conservation laws that protect our fish and wildlife. For instance, sportsmen know that there are good reasons for protecting the Florida alligator. All alligators, less than 6 feet in length, are protected at all times in Florida. Permits to take alligators over 6 feet in length may be obtained from the Florida Game and Freshwater Fish Commission. Alligators are important to Florida as a tourist attraction. The hide of the legally taken alligator is commercially valuable. Alligators also help keep the wildlife population in balance. Obey our wise conservation laws. Help keep Florida rich in natural resources.
Listen
to the voice of Florida's wilderness. If you're a Florida fisherman, you surely recognize the happy sounds of frogs and crickets near a good fishing lake. Fishing is a good outdoor sport for adults and children alike, and there's no better time for fishing than right now. Yes, this is fish biting time. All you need is a rod and reel or a cane pole. Brim and other panfish, even big bass, really go for live worms. Or you can use minnows or live crickets or artificial lures. In Florida, you can catch fish in almost any pond, canal, lake, or river. If you're 15 years old or older, you may have to buy a fishing license. Make sure of your license first. See your county judge or his authorized agents. The reason you buy a license is so the money can be put to work to produce better fishing or hunting. Yes, fishing is fun for everyone. Let's go fishing.
Listen
to the voice of Florida's wilderness. That was the sound made by a fisherman quietly paddling a canoe. There's nothing like fishing in Florida because Florida is the fisherman's state. Over 500,000 people buy licenses to fish in Florida every year. Fishing is fun, but be sure to buy your fishing license first. Follow the good fishing laws set for the Florida Game and Freshwater Fish Commission.
Listen
to the voice of Florida's wilderness. That was the sound of a hunting horn. Hunting and fishing are valuable outdoor sports. People in America are now recognizing that good outdoor recreation is essential to the moral and spiritual strength of our nation. Never forget that man is a product of his environment. He must have a realistic appreciation and understanding of nature in order to enjoy life. There are many ways to enjoy Florida's outdoors. Some people prefer boating or hiking or fishing and hunting. All of these forms of outdoor recreation serve the essential desires and needs of the people. To keep America healthy, we must preserve and wisely use our natural resources. To keep America well balanced, we must know and understand the balance of nature. It is important to understand and obey our resource laws, including the Wildlife Code established by the Florida Game and Freshwater Fish Commission.
Listen
to the voice of Florida's wilderness. That was a cardinal, usually called redbird in Florida. Redbirds are found both in the wilderness and in the city. The cities of Florida are rapidly growing. The population of this state will almost double in the next 20 years. Most of these new people in Florida will naturally concentrate in our great metropolitan areas, in our big cities. These city people will have little contact with the land or with a natural environment that produces wildlife, our deer and quail and black bass. We have to plan for these new city people. We have to find ways for them to enjoy fishing and hunting in our wilderness areas. We must respect the rights of these new citizens, the privileges naturally desired by sportsmen who live in the city. We have to work to preserve and develop our wildlife resources. Help the Florida Game and Freshwater Fish Commission in the great job that lies ahead.
Listen
to the sound of Florida's wilderness. A summer rain sounds pretty much the same in the forest, in the swamp, or in the city. Fresh water is vital to life, both human life and wildlife. To have a good life, we must have good natural resources, good soil, good water, forests, minerals, and wildlife. To have good natural resources, we must follow good conservation principles. Good wildlife conservation results from the desire of the people of Florida to have and enjoy fish and wildlife in abundance. Fish and wildlife are an important part of the natural resources of Florida. Fishing and hunting and similar outdoor sports are good outdoor recreations. Good outdoor recreation is essential to the moral, spiritual, and physical strength of the people of Florida. Good outdoor recreation depends upon good conservation of our natural resources. So know and obey our good conservation laws.
Listen
to the voice of Florida's wilderness. That was the mating cry of a female Florida panther. If you want any information about fish, wildlife, or conservation in Florida, write to the Game and Freshwater Fish Commission. The Commission's central offices are at Tallahassee, Florida. Regional offices are located in Panama City, Lake City, Lakeland, Ocala, and West Palm Beach. Any of the offices will be happy to send you information. Join the Wildlife Conservation Crusade in Florida.
Listen
to the voice of Florida's wilderness. That was the squealing voice of a Florida otter. The Florida Game and Freshwater Fish Commission is an agency created by the people in the 1942 general elections. Remember that the people of a democracy have a right to determine what type of government they desire, and you have a right to determine what form of conservation administration is best for Florida. You will soon vote again on this question. Carefully study Constitutional Amendment Number 3 before you vote.
Listen
to the voice of Florida's wilderness. That was a diamondback rattlesnake. Your Game and Freshwater Fish Commission was established in 1943 by a majority vote. Now, Florida voters will again consider whether this is the best form of wildlife administration. You will soon be asked to vote on Constitutional Amendment Number 3. If you think the commission should be changed, vote for the amendment. If you think the commission should stay as it is now, vote against the amendment. In either case, study the amendment carefully before you vote.
Listen
to the voice of Florida's wilderness. That ground-shaking noise was the bellowing of alligators voicing their challenge to the world. Alligators are one of the wildlife resources of Florida. What is a natural resource? Well, a natural resource is the good black dirt in your front yard. It's the green grass. It's the big trees that shade your home. It's the wildflowers you pick for your lady friend. Another natural resource is water, the cooling water of a spring rain, or the redbird singing near your kitchen window, or the marsh rabbit, or the beautiful white-tailed deer, the black bass, the bobwhite quail. Yes, all these things are natural resources, the good things that hold your world together. There comes a time when every citizen must decide upon the proper and best form of wildlife conservation administration in Florida. Now is the time of decision. Your Florida Game and Freshwater Fish Commission stands ready to serve you in the conservation of all our wildlife resources.
Listen
to the voice of Florida's wilderness. That was the weird cry of a Florida sandhill crane. Like most of our most beautiful birds, the sandhill crane needs our protection. Our sandhill cranes are protected by federal and state conservation laws. Wise conservation laws are important to our civilized world. Conservation is defined as the protection, restoration, and wise utilization of all our natural resources. Under the Constitution of the State of Florida, our Game and Freshwater Fish Commission is charged with the duties of managing, restoring, and conserving our wild birds, game, and freshwater fish. And to do its job, the Game Commission employs the best biologists, technicians, and specialists in the field, uses the most modern conservation programs. But no conservation program can be truly successful without the support and help of informed and organized citizens. Help your Florida Game and Freshwater Fish Commission conserve, restore, wisely regulate your fish and wildlife resources.
Listen
to the voice of Florida's wilderness. That was the wild cry of a bald eagle nesting in Florida. The bald eagle is the patriotic symbol of our beloved America. A patriot is a citizen who loves and supports his nation. And a citizen cannot be a good patriot without being a good conservationist. For a nation derives its strength from its natural resources, its soils, its waters, minerals, forests, and wildlife. The conservationist believes in the necessity of preserving, restoring, and wisely using our natural resources. So the conservationist is first of all a patriot, and the patriot is of necessity a conservationist. Both want a strong and healthy nation. Both know that a nation is only as strong as its natural resources. Be a patriot. Be a conservationist. Join the Florida Game and Freshwater Fish Commission in conserving our wildlife resources in Florida.
Listen
to the voice of Florida's wilderness. That was the honking cry of Canada geese in Florida. Florida offers fabulous hunting for both residents and non-residents. With only one hunting license, the Florida hunter has a choice of 14 types of game animals and birds to harvest. A Florida hunter has his choice of white-tailed deer in forests and glades, black bear in swamps and woods, wild turkey in the early morning, the bobwhite quail on the swift rise in front of a good dog. Both cat and fox squirrels almost everywhere. Marsh hens along the coastal tidelands, woodcock in the grassy marshes, mourning dove in quick, tricky flights, snipe with their eerie, whistling wings, coots on lakes and streams, ducks and geese on cold, gray days, marsh rabbits and cottontail rabbits, and wild hogs in certain areas. Be sure to buy your hunting license and your duck stamp. Always hunt safely. Be courteous. Obey the game laws set by the Florida Game and Freshwater Fish Commission.
Listen
to the voice of Florida's wilderness. That was a Florida wild turkey. This year, Florida hunters have good hunting conditions and 14 types of game animals and birds to hunt. And they can hunt on any of the 28 wildlife management areas open to supervised public hunting by the Game and Freshwater Fish Commission. Florida's three big game animals are deer, bear, and wild turkey. Most of Florida's hunters will be interested in hunting buck deer. Bag limit for deer is one per day and two per season. All hunters should ask permission from the landowner before entering upon private lands. Another important big game animal is the Florida black bear. Bear may be hunted only during the open deer season. Turkey hunting is always a top-notch sport in Florida, but harvest your turkeys wisely. Bag limits are two per day and three for the season. Check your current game laws to make sure that you don't violate a rule. Buy your hunting license from your county judge. Always hunt safely. Always be courteous to other hunters.
Listen
to the voice of Florida's wilderness. That was a Florida bobwhite quail. A fast-growing recreational development in Florida is organized field trials for qualified hunting dogs. The dog owner has a chance to match his dog and experience against the best in the field. Dog trials are one of the multiple use features of the Florida wildlife management areas supervised by the Game and Freshwater Fish Commission. The Cecil M. Webb area in Charlotte County has 60,000 acres of fine quail hunting and 8,000 acres for bird dog trial grounds. The area attracts dog owners from many states who look forward to a field trial vacation in Florida and may be used by any field trial association. With the help of sportsmen and local officials, the grounds are completely equipped with 80 dog kennels and 24 horse stables. The Webb area offers Florida sportsmen one of the best bird dog trial grounds in the world. This is a prime example of good management of public lands for multiple recreational use by the general public.